Good afternoon on this Friday. Today on Ted Hayes Remembers, we're going to downtown Knox, circa 1969. Harold Welder had hired me to come to WKVI as a disc jockey and salesman. In downtown Knox were many thriving stores and shops. One of the biggest was Sears of Knox. Sears opened in the mid-40s and closed on December 31st of 1981. During my time handling the Sears advertising account, I worked with Dick Pettinato. He was also in charge of appliances. Dick, when did you start at Sears?
I went to work August the 31st, 1959. I got my baptism in retail work at Weinberg's. I went from Weinberg's to Sears.
Dick, you will always be associated with Sears. By the end of your career, you must have been selling to two or three generations.
I was selling to kids that had their grandfather and great-grandfather, like four different generations, but they always associated me with Sears and Roebuck.
When I came to Knox, Sears was managed by a real character, Bud Strait.
Yeah, Bud replaced John Martin in January of 1967. That's the year that Martin retired, and we happened to have one great big snow at that time when Martin retired, and Bud came to town. And what a guy he sure was.
Dick told me about some of the employees he worked with in the early days, like Garson Banks and Harry Olivarius, Vivian Soliday, Ida Olivarius, Dave Howard, Harold Keene, Chad Leckie, Hugo Pollock, Bob Rose, and scores of others. Dick, you also remembered Patty Hodges. Why Patty?
In those days, you would write the catalog order, and then you would run it through a machine. It would punch holes in a little tape about 3/4 of an inch wide. And then you would feed that tape through a machine, and it would teletype the orders directly to the mail order plant in Chicago. Patty was so adept at running that she could cut the first 10 orders, start the tape in to run the orders, and type 40 or 50 more and keep up with the teletype. Now, anybody who's ever done that is, as far as I'm concerned, is a magician, yeah. And Patty was one of them.
Dick, when I came to Knox, Sears had dozens of employees.
Well, when Bud Strait was here, yes, well, that was in Bud's era. We had an employee for everything. Yeah, Bud was great, and they were all full-time employees. So they were naturally getting all the benefits and everything, and that was a tremendous payroll to cover. But yeah, we had around excess of 35, maybe even 40 employees.
When you worked for Sears, you really had an impressive job and worked for an impressive company.
Oh, yeah. To work for Sears in those days was probably considered one of the best jobs in town.
I said Dick was an astute advertising man, and I really learned a lot from him.
We'd get boxes of advertising, and we'd have to build our own ads for the newspaper and build our own radio ads. And fact of the matter is, I had an ongoing, I don't want to say confrontation, but discussion with Warren Helen at the time, and I told him that I could spend money with WKVI and get 10 times the results as I would with Whitespace, which they could never believe.
Any funny stories, Dick?
Well, as I related to you earlier, Bud Strait was just unique in things that he would promote. One year we had little bushes and plants and stuff that we would plant, and we had them on a farm wagon, and we'd wheel them out each day and put them out on the sidewalk. And Norm Wentz was working for us at that time, and it was Norm's job to keep them watered and put them out on the sidewalk. We nicknamed him Norton, after Norton Ledbetter, and that stuck with Norm forever.
I'm surprised Bud didn't have a palm tree out there, Dick. Sears handled a lot of different products, and sometimes the names confused the customers.
We sold David Bradley equipment, which was made in Bradley, Illinois. And people would address letters to David Bradley at Sears, or shotguns to J.C. Higgins at Sears, and bicycles to J.C. Higgins.
Dick, it's been fun thinking of those days at Sears and downtown Knox. I'd like to have you back. You have a lot of interesting stories. Of course, Brett Hansen owns the Sears now, and my neighbor, Kathy Barrett, is there to help me with anything that I might want. Sears has been a real part of Knox down through the years. Dick Pettinato was my guest today. Dick, thank you for coming in and sharing the story of Sears in downtown Knox.
Well, thank you for having me, and I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Ted Hayes Remembers is heard two times each Friday at 12:20 and 5:30. Have yourself a great weekend.